Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Schkalim, Perig Aleph, Mishnah, Zayin. Hashoikel al yidei ani. If someone says, here's a whole shekel, half for me, half for the ani. In the shekel is my machza shekel and the poor person's machza shekel. Val yidei shcheinu, he does the same for his neighbor. Val yidei ben irei, or someone from his town. And in each case, he's saying, I'm doing it for them, they don't have to pay me back. It's a gift. Memela, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, and again, this is according to the way that Rambam learns, Potter, he doesn't have to add the special surcharge. But Vim Hilvam, if he's giving to them as a loan, Chayiv is Chayiv. If he says, okay, the Ani doesn't have his Machsa Shekel now, but the deadline is coming. It's already in the middle of Adar. So I'm giving a whole shekel, half for me, half for him, and he's going to pay me back when he has it. Or he does the same for his neighbor or the person from his town. He's loaning them the money. Okay, so you're like a person who's giving a whole selah. Two people are getting together to give a whole selah. The fact that you're laying it out and he's only going to pay you back later doesn't make a difference. And under these circumstances, you have to add a kalbein for the reasons we explained in the previous Mishnah. You have to add the extra surcharge. V'im hilvam, if he loaned them the money, chayiv he is chayiv. Now, in order to understand the next part of the Mishnah, let me remind you of something I'm sure you know, but chazara is always a good thing. What is Meiser Behema? The Torah says, V'chal Meiser Bokar V'tzayin, every tenth cattle or sheep, Kol HaShayaver Tachas HaShavet, whatever goes under the counter's rod, the counter stands there with a rod, and the animals are lined up, and they go single file through a passageway, the tenth one is Meiser Behema. It's brought as a carbon. He makes a mark on every tenth one and he declares it Kodesh. That's Meiser Behema. Now let's go over to Hilchas Yerusha. A father passed away. And let's say he has two sons. They didn't divide the Yerusha yet. Until the time that they divide the Yerusha, who owns the money? So I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Al Pi Halacha, the father who passed away still owns the money. The money at this stage, before it is divided, is called Tefisas Habayis. Once the money is divided, so it belongs to each son separately. Let's say the two sons say, you know, it was so good when we owned the money together. Let's get back together and become partners. Okay, so they're partners that got back together. But it's no longer owned by the father. So you're going to tell me, we're learning Masechta Shkalim. We're not learning Masechta Bava Basra about Yerusha. We're not learning Masechta's Meiser, it's about Meiser Behema. Where does this come in? How does this all connect? Ah, the entire Torah is connected. But let's see how this all connects in our Mishnah. These brothers, before they divided their estate, if they're going to each give a Machza Shekel now from this money, so what's really happening? It's like the father is giving the Machza Shekel for his children, and he's not asking it back. He's an Olam Haba, he's not asking it back. That's really what's happening, because before the estate is divided, it's as if the money belongs to the father. So what's the din if a father gives a machzah shekel for his children? You don't have to add a kalbein. Let's say the brothers already divided the estate. Okay, this is yours, this is mine. And then they say, you know what, let's get back together, let's become partners again. And then they take money from the partnership, they take a whole selah, and they say, okay, a half is for me and a half is for my brother. This is our machza shekel, respectfully. They have to pay a kalbein. They're like any other two people. Where one person puts out a selah for me and for him. No one's giving anyone a gift over here. If two people get together and they own a selah jointly, each is paying a machza shekel, but they're paying it in the form of a selah to cover two people as opposed to each one giving a machza shekel. So that's the case where you have to add a kalbein. Now, by Meiser Behema, there's an interesting halacha. We learn from the pasuk that shutvim, partners, are potter in Meiser Behema. When is there a chiyuv of Meiser Behema? When one person owns the animals, not when two people own the animal. Partners are potter in Meiser Behema. So zakta mishnah, ha'achin ha'shutaf, and if we have brothers that are partners, and we're talking about brothers, who they already divided the estate, but afterwards they decided we're going to get together and become partners again. Shechayavin bekalbin. They're mechuyavin a kalbin. We no longer say this is the father who owns the money. The father already gave out the money to his children. They're like regular partners. They want to bring a sella for both instead of a machsa shekel for each. So you're chayavin a kalbin. But piturin mi maisa behema, there would be pater and maisa behema. Any animals that were born after they were partners, you don't have to give maisa on them. That's learned from the pasuk. The pasuk says it has to be yours, but not partners. Interestingly enough, the other way around, Zakta Mishno Kishachayavin b'maiser b'ema, when they're mechuyev and maiser b'ema, piturin mena kalbin, there would be pater on the kalbin. When would they be mechuyev and maiser b'ema? The father passed away, and they did not divide the estate yet. So what did we say? It's called Tfusa Sabayis. The father owns the estate officially. The money belongs to the father who's an Olam Haba. It's not a partnership. Even though, what do you mean? Different brothers are going to get different things. But right now, it's not a partnership. It wasn't divided yet. It's still owned by the father. So we actually dashen from a pasuk that under these circumstances, no. They're mechuyev and maiser b'ema. They're not partners. It's owned by the father. Animals that are born now are mechuyev and maiser b'ema. You have to take every tenth one, and it becomes a carbon. But these same brothers that didn't divide their estate yet, piturin mina kalbin, are pater on the extra surcharge on the kalbin. Because being that the estate wasn't divided, it's like the father giving the shekel for his son. We're your pater. So now you know the connection between Maaser Behema, Yerusha, and Hilchos Shekalim. Now the Mishnah asks, V'kama hu kalbin? How much is a kalbin? How much is it that you have to add? When you have to pay a kalbin, how much more money do I have to pay? Zakta Mishnah, ma kesef, a silver ma, divrei Rabbi Meir, ziyalt Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim maimrim, and the chachamim say chatzi, half a ma. How much is a ma? It is 1/20th of a shekel, which is a fifth of a shekel, because 5 times 20 is 100. In the times of the Mishnah, however, the standard shekel or sela, sela and shekel is the same thing, had 20% more silver than the shekel discussed in the Torah. So therefore, a ma would be a 1/24th of a sela. Okay, so you have to add 1/24th. As I helped Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim say, no, half a ma, half of that. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We were reminded if someone gives a machsa shekel for himself and for an ani, this is according to the Rambam who holds you only have to give a kalbin when you give a whole sela. So if someone gives a machsa shekel for himself and for an ani, but he gives it in the form of a sela. Here's a whole shekel. And I mean, a machsa shekel should be for me, a machsa shekel for the ani. He does the same for his neighbor, for someone from his city. But he gives it to them as a gift, he's potter. If he gives it to them as a loan, he is chayiv. If you have brothers who are partners, so it can be one of two ways. When you say brothers are partners, either it means they took their own money and made a partnership, or let's say after the estate was divided, they got together and made a partnership, or brothers who are partners could mean they didn't divide the estate yet. So, brothers who are partners that are mechuyev in a kalbin, you should know they're pater and maaser behema. If they're mechuyev in maaser behema, they're pater on the kalbin. Because if we're talking about brothers who divided the money already that their father left them, and then they got together and they became partners, they're like any two people. And if one person gives a sela on behalf of himself and his partner, so fine, you're mechuyev in a kalbin. But they're pater and maaser behema. Because the din is, animals that are born to a partnership, there's no chi of maaser behema. That's learned from the pasuk. On the other hand, let's say you have brothers that their father passed away and they did not divide the Yerusha yet. This isn't really called a partnership, even though it belongs to both, but technically it belongs to the father. So it's as if the father is giving the machzis ha-shekel on behalf of his children. So if one brother is going to take a sela and say, this is for me and my brother, but he's taking it from the estate that wasn't divided yet, that's as if the father is giving the money for that. And the mela, there would not be a chiyuv of a kalbin. But on the other hand, animals that are born over here are mechuyev in maaser behema, because this is not a partnership. It's as if it's all owned by the father. And finally, the Mishnah asked, how much is a kalbin? According to Rebbe Meir, it's a ma kesev, which is 1/24th of a shekel in the times of the Mishnah. So he has to add 1/24th, and the Chachamim say it's a half a ma.